For Goodness Bake is an annual Beacon Bake Sale dedicated to raising funds and awareness for charitable organizations within the Hudson Valley. Now in its fifth year, For Goodness Bake has previously, as we say in the States, raised thousands for the Children's Organ Transplant Association, Green Teen Beacon, and the Kids Are Kids Feeding Program, taking place from 10 to 4 at the Catalyst Gallery in Beacon. This year's For Goodness Bake will be raising funds and awareness for the Beacon Rec After School Program Tuition Assistance Fund, a new educational presence in the community. Joining us this morning, we welcome Kristen Pratt and Tara Tornello, co-founders of For Goodness Bake. Thank you both for being here. Great
Thanks.
To see you
Thank
both
you.
Again.
You
Thank
too.
You. And we also welcome Nate Smith, Assistant Director of Beacon Rec Department and Head of Beacon After School Program. Thank you very much.
Super excited to be here.
Very nice to have you. All right, so let us begin with Kristen and Tara of, well, give us the origin story of how this all came to be.
Well, this is our fifth year. We started, Tara and I have a mutual friend who had a little baby boy who was very sick with a rare liver disorder and needed a transplant. And they asked their friends and family to come up with creative ways to raise money in their communities for the transplant in honor of the Children's Organ Transplant Association. So Tara and I both loved to bake and thought a bake sale would be a really fun community event. And it turned out to be a huge outpouring of community love and support. And we raised a lot of money for this family. And
way more than we thought we ever would. And so we were super excited with that success and decided to kind of keep doing it every year, but for a different charitable organization within the Hudson Valley that we would be happy to raise money for.
So what goes into the choosing of that charitable organization?
It's just a little bit of brainstorming between Kristen and I and kind of reaching out to our friends and other folks in the community who might be in the know of, you know, who needs a little bit of help. And we both know Nate personally.
And Nate was heading up this incredible new program, just started last year, and he actually approached us with the idea.
Yeah, I was not bashful and trying to
hey, you guys make money. I need it. Yeah. I see a match.
Chocolate peanut butter. Why not?
Yes, right. It all works. So tell us a little bit about the program, how it came about.
Sure. So myself and Mark Price, who is the director of recreation, started talking in the early part of 2016. The way that City Beacon currently has it, there's four elementary schools and one of them has had after-school programs through the recreation department in Fishkill for about, I don't know, 10-plus years. And so the other three schools didn't. And so part of that was reaching out and trying to figure out how we can bring that to the other three elementary schools. And so Mark and I started playing with the idea of an after-school program, throwing together some budgets, working with the city council and our mayor, Randy Casal, who is a huge supporter of the bake sale. Yeah, he's definitely a big fan. But I digress. So so the program, both we talked about it, and so we modeled the program as partly, we try to shy away from the idea of childcare and look at the enrichment. So if your child were to participate in this program at your elementary school, Mondays might be baking and Tuesdays might be yoga and Wednesdays would be painting or some other enrichment. So that way we are able to bring to augment what already exists in our schools and add an extra layer that they might not get otherwise. And to really delve into something, we had one program that our friend Lori did called Fantastic Beasts and How to Build Them. And it was about sculpture, and the kids made a hippogriff, right? So they were able to do like a long-term project and really like literally get their hands into it. We have a bunch of kids who are usually about elbows deep in the papier-mâché.
Yeah.
And it's really, and it's not something that they might not be able to do in the schools.
A Harry Potter creation, we should say.
Yes.
People are scratching their heads wondering what a hippogriff is. Now, as far as the tuition goes, so how does that work?
So if you, so it works out to $12.50 a day. So you could, when you sign up for, we do it quarterly, so you sign up for 10 weeks of program, so every Monday or whatever the case may be. But if your family is eligible for free or reduced lunch, then your tuition is half off. Okay. And so that's one of the ways that we're able to reach more of the community. And so one of the things we want to do is be able to offer that to more families. And that's part of the reason we reached out to For Goodness Bake, so that we can raise more funds, so we can serve more families and get more of our community involved in the program. Because the more kids, the better. It makes for a better kickball game at the very least.
And you, absolutely. More kids, more, yeah. So how do you make the money? As far as, you make a lot of money. I mean, you're making what is a bake sale usually bring?
We ask anyone who likes to bake for us.
Yeah, we've averaged about like $3,000 or $4,000 every year. We have obviously, you know, between 50 and 75 bakers donating their goods, which we sell at the bake sale. But we have some really generous community members and folks who have never heard of us send in donations via check. So we've been really fortunate to be able to get the outreach out there that we've hoped for in the past.
So are the bakers, or some are commercial, some are
A little bit of both. Yeah, mostly home bakers.
We do have a couple of larger or businesses that are baking for us this year, such as Outdated Cafe in Kingston and the Roundhouse in Beacon. But a mix of amateurs and professionals.
So do you tell them what to bake, or do they tell you what they're baking?
We pretty much say sky's the limit, and we've had folks get really creative with that. Sweet and savory. We've had full, beautifully decorated cakes. We've had mini quiches and hand pies. We've had really elaborate, beautiful sugar cookies donated to us. So it kind of runs the spectrum. And we also have a good selection of gluten-free, vegan, low-sugar, nut-free items. So a little
savory.
Bit of, yeah.
We also have some pay-what-you-can beverages this year donated by Drink More Good in Beacon and Taz Cafe, a local coffee roaster.
So that's if you want to eat your baked good
grab
on premises?
Grab a donut and a cup of coffee.
I gotcha. Okay. And as far as, do you know in advance what they're bringing to you? Or, I mean, so you don't run the risk of just having a table full of oatmeal raisin cookies?
Yeah, we try to coordinate it so that we know in advance what everyone is bringing, but we also leave the door open and say, you know, if you want to show up the morning of or the night before with a tray of cookies, we totally welcome that. But for the most part, we know in advance, so we're able to actually label everything, sort out the gluten-free items on a separate table so that they're safe for customers.
This all takes place from 10 to 4 at the Catalyst Gallery in Beacon. And it's this Saturday, correct?
Next Saturday.
Next Saturday, August 5th. August 5th from 10 to 5 at the Catalyst Bakery, the Catalyst Gallery in Beacon. And how did they come to be a part of it, the gallery?
They are a wonderfully generous husband and wife team, and they give it to us at a very reduced rate for the entire weekend. They're just friends of ours.
That's good. So, and a good place to hold it.
It's pretty great. Right there on Main Street in Beacon.
Excellent. And, there's not like a limit to the money you're looking for, right?
I mean, anything helps us get more kids involved. And we welcome every single nickel. And something to point out is every $5 we raise translates to an hour of programming for a child. So that is, you know, so two cookies makes a huge difference. It will really impact the life of a child and a family, for that matter.
And for you, for those collecting the baked goods, there's no limit to the amount of baked goods. I mean, the more you have, the more you can sell,
yes.
And the more money you make for
a
great cause.
If anyone is interested in baking this year, we would be so grateful. Visit our website, forgoodnessbake.org.
forgoodnessbake.org, and you can find out more information. And I was looking at some of the pictures of last year, but so you were saying, I mean, some really beautiful stuff that comes through. And very good.
Yeah, thank
really
you.
Good.
Yeah. As someone who's been eating the treats for the last couple of years, they are delicious.
Oh, so you've been a client.
Yes,
you've been excellent.
It's like the Hair Club for Men commercial, right?
Kristen Pratt and Tara Tornello are co-founders of For Goodness Bake. Nate Smith is assistant director of Beacon Rec Department and head of the Beacon After School Program. Are you year-round? Is that how that
yes.
works? Okay,
yes.
So you have your summer programs, and then you'll go into the school year.
Correct. Yeah, we have some right now. We have summer camps and swim lessons and all sorts of other wonderful things happening in the city.
And the kids are busy.
The kids are busy. That's what we like.
Excellent. You can find out more about all of this by going to forgoodnessbake.org, forgoodnessbake.org. A reminder that what we do is we'll have this interview posted on our website. So if you go to wamc.org/roundtable, you'll see a link. And if you click that, that'll bring you right to For Goodness Bake, and you can hear this interview again. And you can find out more information about the great work that they are doing next Saturday, August 5th, 10 to 4 at the Catalyst Gallery in Beacon, New York. Again, Kristen Pratt, Tara Tornello, and Nate Smith, thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure having you here, and best of luck next week.
Thank you.
Thank you. Great pleasure being
here. Thank you very much. Best of luck to you. Again, you can find out more information for goodnessbake.org, forgoodnessbake.org, or post it along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable.